Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 8th goes to the icon known as Ellen DeGeneres. Safe to say Ellen is one of the most successful daytime talk show hosts of all time, right? I have to put her jersey in the rafters with the Oprah Winfrey's and Donahue's of the world for sure. But Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. Doesn't mean they are stupid, but we all have blind spots that make us sound stupid at times. And that's why I love Donkey of the Day, because I get to correct people for saying something stupid. Okay, mm-hmm. Just like I would hope someone would do for me. Well, in this case of rich, privileged white people say the darndest things, Ellen on Monday taped a new episode of her daytime talk show in her mansion, where she and her wife have been self-quarantining for weeks. Now, very important note, Ellen lives in a mansion that's over 8,000 square feet, sits on 8.24 acres of land. It has five bedrooms, a cabana that doubles as a gym, a two-bedroom guest house, and a basalt pebble infinity pool that overlooks the ocean. Oh, and it cost her $27 million to buy. Dropping the clues bombs for Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not mad at her. She has a skill set, a talent, and she has made the most of that talent in order to be able to secure the bag and live like that. So I'm not mad at her for that. I'm not one of those people who knock people for what they have accomplished, okay? I see certain people get mad at rich folks for acting their wage. If a celebrity takes a picture from a yacht and says, this is how I'm quarantining, well, that's just what it is, okay? They put themselves in that position. That's their life. Salute to them. We all do what we can. And if you're able to afford that lifestyle, God bless you. So I'm not giving her Donkey of the Day because she is quarantining from her mansion. No, I'm giving her Donkey of the Day because Ellen DeGeneres insisted that her mansion feels like a prison. Don't believe me? Listen yourself.
One thing that I've learned from being in quarantine is that people, this is like being in jail is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay.
Now I understand she's a comedian. She was joking. Terrible joke, though. I even understand what she was trying to go with it, because if what you want is to go outside, but you're stuck in the house, no matter what type of residence you're in, it's going to feel like you have a lack of freedom. Doesn't matter if you're in a mansion or a one-bedroom apartment. If what you really want is to go outside, you're going to feel deprived of that during this time. But in light of what's going on in prisons and jails all around the country during this global pandemic called COVID-19, Ellen DeGeneres sounds tone deaf as hell. I am so glad that she said what she said, because it provides me an opportunity to shine light on something that folks may not know is going on. Okay, please. I'm sure someone will send this to Ellen later, because Ellen, your platform is way bigger than mine and you can help shed some light on this problem. Okay, so let's start with Aaron Campbell. He's a prisoner at FCI Elkton, a low security federal prison in Ohio, where three people have already died from coronavirus. He posted this online from the jail. Listen, Ellen.
In here, like, literally letting the die, bro. Nah, they got this law. It's called the CARE Act. The CARE Act is for people who not a gang member, not a sexual offender, and not on death row. If you at risk of catching this and dying, like three people I know already caught this and died, they can send you home on home confinement, right? So I went to talk to these motherfuckers to get on home confinement. They not gonna let us on home confinement. Why? Because they got to make money off of us. So the nurse came in this bitch today. I talked to this motherfucker. This bitch tell me, be prepared. Half the unit about to die in this bitch. Like, he literally told me that. They put the tent up, everything. That's where they stacking dead bodies at. One dude, this motherfucker is on his way out of here. You feel me? He dead. This is serious, bro. Like, look at this. So y'all won't think of playing or not. Let me see you, bro. Bro, you all right?
Mm-mm. Oh, by the way, Aaron has not been heard from since he posted that Facebook Live video. 23 residents and staff members at that prison have tested positive for coronavirus. And I told you already, three have died. Now, Ellen, would you like to hear what it sounds like when a family member is home, worried, begging for their loved one to get help in a prison? This is Teresa Massey, and her husband is Angelo Massey. Listen to what she had to say, Ellen.
My name is Teresa Massey. My husband, Angelo Massey, is locked up in FCI Elkton. Someone called me and said my husband was real sick. No one has called me from the jail. I tried to reach the jail. No one has returned my calls. My husband called me yesterday and said he wasn't feeling good. Now today he did not call me. Someone's calling from inside the jail on a cell phone telling me he's sick, that I need to call the warden, that I need to contact somebody. He finally went over to the nurse. He hasn't returned. They came and they packed up his belongings and didn't tell no word where they was sending him. I'm just reaching out to someone who can tell me where my husband is, if he's okay. Just anything that somebody could tell me, if somebody could help me, please. Like, these men is up there dying. My husband is locked up on a drug charge.
Ellen, I'm sure you get the picture as to why your statement was completely culturally clueless, because you are simply not in this world. These things aren't at your front doorstep, so you're not thinking about them, okay? You've probably binge-watched all 7 seasons of Orange is the New Black and thought to yourself, well, prison isn't so bad. But Ellen, no, I want to play for you these brothers who made this video from a prison in Alabama and what they are currently experiencing.
California is releasing people for the coronavirus. New York is starting to release people for the coronavirus. But Alabama is the most overcrowded prison system in the nation, and they refuse to turn people loose. It's gonna be a mass grave site.
I'm 71 years old. I have a number of chronic illnesses that make me accessible even more so.
They are not giving us hand sanitizer. They're not giving us proper soap. They're not giving us masks. My thing to the outside world is help.
The moral of the story is this is happening all over the country, Ellen DeGeneres. Okay, in California, where you live, damn near 3,500 inmates have been released. And they aren't just releasing random people, okay? Prisoners whose crimes were violent, those registered as sex offenders and domestic abusers, they're not eligible to see for this, okay? All right? See, people think when you're in jail, it's F you, okay? You do the crime, you should do the time. True in a lot of cases, in a lot more cases, people are in there for nonviolent drug offenses because they were just simply trying to make ends meet, okay? Some folks are in there innocent of the crime they committed and might be awaiting trial because they can't afford to bail out. It's all types of nuance to prison and why prisoners are locked up, and those folks don't deserve to die just because people don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's going on in America's jail system. Did I even mention Rikers Island in New York City? I saw a letter that Tackstone wrote from jail. Wrote from Rikers, where he spoke about the conditions in Rikers, and he started the letter by saying, I'm currently in my grave with my eyes wide open. He said that DAs and the head of the Board of Corrections are playing judge, jury, and executioner with people's lives because this virus is spreading all through Rikers, and nobody seems to care. He said the COs have no protective gear, and they aren't giving them anything to protect themselves. Since then, you know, reform has stepped in and provided masks and some other PPE, but Ellen, I think you understand now why you saying your mansion feels like a prison didn't sit well with people. So now, Ellen, since you know the problems, what are the solutions? How can you fix this? Easy. Use your platform to sound the alarm. Okay, I put you on to some of the things that are happening, but I'm a black male with a criminal record and a lisp that can't pronounce words correctly. You are a white privileged white woman, Ellen. I need you to use your privilege to combat this prejudice that is going on. Ellen, I need you to act like your name is Karen, okay? Reach out to someone who is on the front lines fighting for these inmates like Van Jones, all right? Have Van Jones of CNN on your show, on your platform, and let's see if we can get these brothers and sisters some help. We should be calling for people to be released from prisons and jails at a time like this because we don't need any more stories like Patrick Jones. You know who Patrick Jones is, Ellen? Oh, well, he was the first federal prisoner to die from coronavirus. He was locked up in Louisiana on a drug conviction. And if I read right, I think he had a year left on his sentence. Not to mention 4 other people have died in that Louisiana jail from coronavirus since he died. Simple and plain, there's a lot going on, Ellen, that clearly you don't know about. Because if you did, you would have never compared your mansion to a jail. Please give Ellen DeGeneres the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day, ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
And like I said, you know, there's a lot of different ways to help. You know, if I was her, I would reach out to Van Jones of CNN. Van Jones is part of the Reform Alliance. You know, him and Meek Mill and Jay-Z, they all made sure that Rikers Island got PPE and got, you know, the things that they needed to properly protect themselves. And I think she needed to have somebody like that on the show to highlight everything that's going on in the prison and jail systems right now due to COVID-19. Because if we don't ring the alarm for our brothers and sisters behind those walls, nobody will. And Ellen, you can be an ally and help us do that. Have a blessed day.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.